the time of King Capital and Queen Corona, a drama of our time and the time to come, by the Bototo Ensemble.
Attention. We are very saddened to report the brutal murder of Tshegofatse Pule, whose battered body was found early this week hanging from a blue gum tree in a patch of veld in Durban Deep, Roodepoort. The 8-month pregnant 28-year-old was barefoot, wearing only a blood-stained top and leggings. She had been stabbed in the chest. The father of the unborn child, Ntuthuko Shoba, a businessman and JSE analyst, had hidden their relationship from his fiancé and his closest family. He was questioned by police as CCTV footage seemingly identified him as one of the last people to see Pule alive.
Lockdown! Lockdown! Crackdown! Crackdown! Crackdown!
As the COVID-19 lockdown is extended by another 3 weeks, the police service and NGOs working in the field of gender relations report a sharp increase in incidents of domestic violence. It is clear that over and above the generally unacceptable high levels of violence suffered by South Africa's women, the stresses of confinement because of the current pandemic are adding to family tensions. Anger and insecurity caused by the lockdown should not turn partners and children into targets. This message is brought to you by Man to Man, an organization dedicated to making men aware of the many forms of male violence and the need to change our deadly behavior.
I'm back. Undumi was so thankful for the loan. He really has no money. You, Soli, my love, we've done a good thing there. But there's other bad news. I've just gotten a message from Muzama. She and Victor aren't getting on again. And he's already given her a few slaps. She wants to leave and take the children. But that's obviously impossible right now.
Is it that bad?
No, slaps, my darling. Didn't you hear me? It's worse than ever. He's just lying about it, drinking and becoming abusive. The kids are scared.
What do you expect, my love? Eman Landota has always been a womanizer, man, and a woman beater. But you know what? If it becomes too much for her, let the kids come over. We can make a plan.
You mean that, Soli?
No, Tata. There are three of them and they are brats. Where will we have space, Katina?
My boy, we can't leave her in such a situation, especially in times like these. But as a reward, after all this is over, I want a big rack of her famous ribs. I would marry her.
Soli, don't make jokes. Uzama is far more than a good cook. And you know what hell she's been through. Now you go and make up.
Tata, go for it. Just don't try and make me clean up your mess, Tata.
Ujabu, she must be phoning about her mom. I'll just step outside and take it.
Yo, mama, just don't be long. We can't trust that for some.
All right. I'll keep it short. Just an hour.
Yo, hi, mama. Not an hour.
Ah, mama, don't do that to us, mama.
Molo, Chabu. How's it going?
Oh, so far so good, Mtasekhaya. But we have to be careful. Mama is a bit nervous, but she's hanging in there.
Oh, let's hope so. At 89, she really can't take chances.
And as a precaution, we've put her in that old room in the yard. We cleared the boys out. No one except myself is allowed to contact with him, Dasekhaya.
Oh, Nontombi, you've done well. And how are the children managing?
Oh, it's ups and downs. Busi, as you know, is always on top of things. Oh, but Unuxolo. He is struggling without his teacher. He also really misses his friends and is starting to pick on the little ones. Oh, it's getting quite intense.
You can imagine, you guys are pretty stretched for space. And we do, Mama. I need a lot special attention. That must be quite a strain.
And it looks like we'll be stuck in Ezakeni for who knows how long.
Oh, okay. If this is any comfort, you aren't alone. You know, the whole country is stuck. In fact, so is most of the world.
Yes, Ndasekhaya, maybe this is a wake-up call.
Wake-up call?
We need a new spirit before we all go down. People around here are selling their furniture just to make money for bread. Never mind the rent, Ndasekhaya. And when you drive around town, the beggars are getting damn nasty. Everything is damn nasty.
Nasty?
I'm really depressed.
What care you? A crisis. And if we had a better way of doing things, and our leadership wasn't so slow to carry out all the plans they announced, they're gonna like COVID business, wouldn't hit us so hard. Anyway, how is your health? Is stomach is better?
No, I'm fine, really. Just a little diarrhea.
Oh, but that's been ongoing for a while. Is there nothing I can do?
Sorry, I can hear Mama calling. I have to go.
So can I. You'd better go.
Yes, I'd better go. She gets highly annoyed if I don't jump to save her straight away. Old people. Anyway, Ndasekhaya, love to everyone. Talk soon. Kulungile, bye.
Bye, Madali. Stay safe.
Jabulo,
thanks, Mom. You kept your word, yes? You were only 59 minutes and 59 seconds, Mom.
Ah, that's me. Inkelo, reliable to a fault. But you know, I am worried about Ujabu.
Why, Mama? Inton?
Her own health, ayikho ncam, isn't so great. She's on ARVs, and after last miscarriage, she lost a lot of blood. And now, with all these extra pressures, it's such a pity. Taxis can't travel between towns, and there are no trains.
This is really like war, Mama. Tata, how is it going, Tata?
I just need to make a salad, then everything's ready. As you were saying, my boy, it is war. A biological war. The earth is hitting back at us for being so arrogant, so reckless.
Not all of us are like that, Soli. It's the corporate big shots and the politicians they control. They are blind and immoral enough to profit from pollution. So the whole planet has to breathe in their poison.
Yeah, man. But why are we allowing them to get away with it? Anyway, I'm starving. Let's eat.
Just because you've done a bit of cooking doesn't mean you aren't also an exploiter.
Nyana, Chonga, your mom and I divide up housework, and that keeps peace in the house.
Which means you should also do ironing at least every second week.
Well said. That's what we call a reciprocal relationship. Interdependence. The balance of life.
And you've got to work at this, otherwise...
Distractions of too much of one thing and too little of another lead to imbalance.
And then there are some hectic results like this virus.
Yes, From all accounts, COVID came from humans having contact with infected animals.
Imatata, like chickens or cows?
Not this time. The mad cow disease happened in England about 50 years ago. It came from keeping cows in very bad condition and giving them plant feed mixed with flesh of dead cows.
Yeah, how disgusting.
But it seems this coronavirus came from being near an infected pangolin.
A pangolin?
Yes, it's a type of ant eater. Lots of bacteria live around its nose and its anus. But whether it came from the pangolin or not, originally this type of viruses come from bats.
Yo, tata, bats, pangolins, indonelandela, what's next? How does a person come to eat a pangolin? That sounds strange, tata.
Well, it depends on your culture. This happened in a city called Wuhan in China that has a very large wet market. That's a market that sells and slaughters the usual domestic animals, but also over 150 types of wild animals, including pangolins. But what's worse is that these animals are kept in very cramped and unhealthy conditions.
Yo, auntie, that's terrible for them and for us, auntie.
Hey, does this happen in Africa and other parts of the world as well?
Yes, it does. The question is, should we be eating animal flesh at all? At some point in our history as human beings, it was convenient because of all the protein, right? But now, with so many billions of people on earth wanting beef, eating cows is a danger because of the massive amount of methane gas they release.
So what, auntie? We also fart methane.
But not like cows, Galok Dumi. Mamel, livestock are responsible for about 14.5% of global greenhouse gas emissions.
And all this cruelty and pollution is to increase the profit of just a few corporations.
Yo, no meat is going to accept a lot of people.
And I know quite a few of them are sitting round disabled.
But what's more important? To have your chisanyama or to make sure your grandchildren don't die of hunger?
Yazindo, I support the cause, but not immediately. Give me a few years to get used to the idea of veggie everything, man.
Don't be a hypocrite, Tata. Stop eating beef now. We're heading for famine.
What's all?
Beef up, heat up, meltdown.
Speak up, shut up, breakdown.
Beef up, heat up, meltdown.
Speak up, shut up, break down.
Break down, break down, break down. Break down, break down, break down.
Good evening. This is Andile Krevaken reporting from Abuja. Members of Earthlife Africa, Greenpeace and other action groups have staged a sit-in in the Nigerian parliament. They are protesting against the high levels of air and water pollution caused by the fossil fuel industry. It is claimed that this highly profitable industry mainly benefits the multinational oil corporations and the Nigerian political and military elite.
Down with oil, we don't want to boil. Down with oil, we don't want to boil. Down with oil, we don't want to boil.
Good evening. This is Khadija September reporting from Cape Town. Members of Earthlife Africa, Greenpeace and other ecology action groups have staged a sit-in in the South African Parliament to protest against global indifference to the shrinking of the polar ice cap, the warming of ocean currents, which increases the frequency of tidal waves and hurricanes, as well as the poisoning of fish stocks by islands of plastic dumped by humans.
Down with oil, we don't want to boil.
Yeah, with lots more droughts and floods, we really will suffer.
Let's first finish with what happened in Wuhan, Tata.
Where was I?
You were saying how frightening it is that you innocently go there on a visit and suddenly become an unknowing carrier of what can be a deadly disease.
Tens of thousands of people, Mama, have already died by now, and it's not over yet.
For better or for worse, it's one world, and if we don't get things right, then there's trouble.
As if we don't have enough health problems. Take the rats. I mean, it's unreal. I saw two in the kitchen this morning, and we fumigated the yard just before lockdown.
Rats! Oh, Tumi, why remind us while we are eating?
Why not? Why not? This isn't a joke. Rats are dangerous carriers of all sorts of diseases.
Mm-hmm.
About 700 years ago in Europe, fleas inflicted rats, and when the rats died, they attacked the humans. That resulted in what we called bubonic plague.
You?
It caused terrible boils and a very high fever, and it killed half the population of a whole continent.
Yeah, and then 100 years ago, a virus called the Spanish flu traveled all over the world. 50 million people died. This included hundreds of thousands here in Mzansi.
That's scary.
And if you don't get vaccinated, there are also outbreaks of viruses like measles, polio, and if they aren't controlled, they spread like wildfire.
So what does that tell us?
The first thing is to have a well-equipped and free health system for everyone. We have to have plenty of trained health workers, and people must be educated. Prevention is better than cure. In such an environment, a total lockdown will be a last, not a first resort.
Oh, what a question! Look at us now. See, Becca, without proper support, how does the government expect most of us to survive?
True, Mama. Take Ugogo Albertina from next door.
Mm.
If she can't go out and sell her vegetables, Mama, how is she going to feed herself and her daughter's kids?
And what about that youngster who cuts hair on the corner and the guy who repairs cars next to him? There are dozens of small businesses that will close down. They don't have enough savings to wait for the COVID to disappear.
Savings? What savings?
Oh, see, things are confusing. In order to save us from the virus, we must now go hungry.
You know, a long time ago, during a famine, the last queen of France made a bad joke. She said, if the poor can't afford bread, they must just eat cake. Now, our new kings and queens are just as uncaring.
Yeah, absolutely. 20 years ago, when our government started cutting back on health spending, they lowered the tax rate on big companies. For most of the apartheid period, it was around 45%, but it went down straight to 28%.
Oh, you're being serious, Auntie. Was that supposed to help us, like, get rid of poverty?
Yeah, it is unbelievable. But most of the party high flyers will tell you they weren't in the struggle to stay poor, and they've earned the right to forget about us. How do you do their jobs and get paid as much as possible?
Yes. Oh, okay. So those are the politicians, huh? But to be fair to government workers, there are quite a few who do really work hard. Take the doctors and nurses who are saving lives at the moment and doing so at great risk to themselves.
True, my love. They are the exceptions. Certainly health workers at this time are doing great things. But you can't say the same for the teachers. Like the kids were saying earlier, they should be organizing some classes, even if it's not right back to normal. Something is better than nothing, eh? This long distance learning thing isn't working for the kids in the township.
Yes.
That's true, Dad. But Tumi and I are trying. And while I was starting yesterday, I read something very frightening, that we still have a shortage of thousands of ventilators. You know those machines that people need when they can't breathe on their own? Is that true, Dad?
Yes, I'm afraid so. It doesn't look like the government has moved quick enough to order more.
And that's a real shame, because we could have used South African factories to do the job. And we also have a massive shortage of beds, especially in the government hospitals.
Oh, but why aren't we demanding that the private hospitals make their beds available and without charging their normal fortune? Huh? This is machines.
Mama, that they haven't offered really tells you something.
Like Tata and Steve Biko said, poor men
and women.
Of course, see, poor men and women. And Tony, you are on your own.
But actually, we don't need to be on our own.
An injury to one is an injury to all.
Ah, big talk, Soli Soli. Look how your union let you down with that retrenchment last year. What did they call it?
The fancy name is restructuring. Yeah? The bosses are restructuring you into the ground.
True. We didn't take all the steps we could have. But we have replaced those shop stewards. We elected new militant comrades and we told the branch we want a new organizer.
Ah, Tata, that's good news, Tata. You must take me to a union meeting next time.
I'm sure we'll learn a lot if I...
Yes.
That's the spirit, my boys.
We can make it our life orientation class, ne?
And that's the spirit we need to defeat this COVID. We mustn't let the uncertainty get to us. We must live as normally as possible, but still be mindful of the health issues.
Social distancing, ta-la-la-la-la. Social distancing, ta-la-la-la-la.
We must thank this COVID, yeah? This breakdown of the so-called normal. It's long overdue. Maybe the world must see how many people are in need of the basics. See it in their faces.
Say it again, Ntombi. All these bad things must be in our faces. Then maybe we won't have another.
System failure, system failure, system failure, system failure.
Lockdown, meltdown, breakdown.
Lockdown, meltdown, breakdown.
Shutdown, crackdown, breakdown.
Shutdown, crackdown, breakdown.
Lockdown, lockdown, crackdown, 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 crackdown. Lockdown, uptown, lockdown, downtown, lockdown, uptown.
The poor must eat, it's showdown.
It's showdown, the poor must eat.